You are listening to Through the Stage Door at the Majestic Theater on WMNH 95.3. We're a biweekly program that talks about what's happening on the Majestic Theater stage, as well as the musical sounds coming from the Ted Herbert Music School. For more information about the Majestic Theater or the Ted Herbert Music School, you can contact us at 669-7469 or visit us on the web at www.tedherbert.com or www.majestictheater.net. My name is Robert Dion. I'm the Artistic Director of the Majestic Theater and the Administrator for the Ted Herbert Music School. And we're in a in-between month this month, which is kind of cool. So we're doing some stuff that, just talking about some general stuff about what we do. If you want to audition for a play, I have to tell you, we have upcoming auditions for our youth and teen productions this fall. Those are October shows, so we are auditioning those. So hopefully you're hearing this before then. On Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, August 12, 13, 14. And we're auditioning for James and the Giant Peach Jr., which is a great show. You might have heard, most of you heard of The Greatest Showman. James and the Giant Peach Jr., music and lyrics written by Benj Pasek and Justin Paul. They were the same music and lyric team behind Dear Evan Hansen and The Greatest Showman. Most of you have seen The Greatest Showman musical. So it's a fun, cool show, very creative show. We're looking forward to that. That audition is for ages 8 to 13. You do have to be those ages at time of audition. If you're not quite 8 years old, or if you're older than 13, then James and the Giant Peach is not something you'll be able to do. However, if you're older than 13, we are also auditioning on the same days, August 12, 13, and 14. We're auditioning the Addams Family School Edition. Many of you probably have heard of Andrew Lipper wrote the music and lyrics to the Addams Family. We've seen the movies. The movies are cool. This is the Addams Family School Edition. Again, auditioning next week, August 12, 13, 14 at 6 p.m. Arrive pretty much anything. You don't need to make an appointment. We take people as they come in. So if you can come on the earlier side, you get through things quick. We are having three audition dates for that just to help with the numbers of kids and teens that we'll see in those days. If auditioning is your thing but you're an adult, stay tuned because we have picked all of our adult shows for the next year. Can't announce them quite yet. We always announce to our current and faithful subscribers, and we'll be doing that on September 4th. So watch our website or listen to this program, and we will announce. We have a whole program talking about the next season in September. If you are also looking for more information about those auditions, you can visit www.majestictheater.net. Put your name, your email and your name on that list. And if you're an adult or a kid, you automatically, when we schedule an audition, we send out an email saying, hey, we've scheduled an audition. And I can tell you adults, once we hit the fall and we start to get into our January through May time period, there are a mess load of adult shows that we audition for and youth and teen shows. So that's the best way to do it. Get on that list so that you can automatically get stuff about it. In August, as you know, you've heard me talk about our upcoming concert, The Rockin' Daddios, happening Saturday, August 17th at 7 p.m. at our studio theater on Page Street in Manchester. Have to tell you, we're down to just a few dozen tickets left for that. So if you want to go to The Rockin' Daddios, great group. They're out of Lakes Region, New Hampshire, and they've appeared at lots of different places, including Mohegan Sun down in Connecticut. But if you want to get your tickets, do not wait to buy them at the door because I have a feeling there won't be tickets at the door, or it'll be a limited amount of tickets at the door because we're down to literally the last few dozen tickets. So get your tickets. Get them. Call us for the tickets, 669-7469. Tickets are $15 for that event. And our studio theater, as you know, only seats 160, so we are looking at a sellout for that. And in September, also on our website, you'll notice I'm doing another cabaret called Decades. And music from the 20s through today, September 21st, Saturday night at 7 p.m. So we have a couple of music events in between, and then we gear back up in October, presenting theater for kids, youth, families, everybody. Dinner theaters don't start till January. We'll have, and I kind of get scared every time I say this, people look at me like I'm crazy. Maybe I am. But we have planned 15 theater shows in 10 months next year. Yes, I did say that right. 15 theater shows in 10 months. So there'll be plenty of stuff out there for everybody. We're wicked excited for the next season, and stay tuned. You'll hear more about that. Today, because it's an in-between week for us, you know, we don't have a show on stage right now. I will say our kids just finished their touring production, or their teen touring musical production of The Rainbow Fish, the musical. We've done that program for 30 plus years. We did that program even before there was a Majestic. I did that program. So basically what it is, a group of teens get together. They go throughout, they cast the show, they create all the costumes, all the scenery, they rehearse the show, they do the choreography, the blocking, and then they take it on the road to different libraries and daycare centers throughout southern New Hampshire. It's a great program. We had a great group of teens. We had our eighth generation of teens that run that program. All the teens that run the program have actually grown up through the program. So kids that were actors in the program for many years eventually become the directors. And then when they move on, the next group of kids that have grown up through the program become the directors. So I think we're at like the eighth or ninth generation of teens that have worked, grown up through that program. We want to make sure we give a shout out to the Kiwanis Club of Manchester. They're our generous supporter of that program. And as you know, Kiwanis Club of Manchester does a great job as a nonprofit supporting the community and supporting kids of our community. And they do lots. Any group that works with kids in Manchester has had the support or knows about Kiwanis of Manchester. You can get more information on Kiwanis Manchester by going to KiwanisManchesterNH.com. And they're always looking for new members as well. So if you're looking for a group, a civic group that you can join and really make a difference in the community, Kiwanis is a good one. We thank Kiwanis. They've been a longstanding sponsor of our summer touring teen program. So that said, today I want to talk about Ted Herbert. I talked about him on the program probably a year or so ago. You might not have heard that program. So I wanted to just talk about Ted Herbert. Now, as you know or may not know, the music school, Ted Herbert Music School, turns 60 years old. That's right, 60 years old in 2019. And it was all started by a man named Ted. I was fortunate enough to teach for the Herberts out of college back in the late 90s. And Ted was still very alive and active in the business at that point. There isn't a person in Manchester that grew up in Manchester that has not heard the name Ted Herbert, either through the music school or even more so the Music Mart. A lot of you remember Ted Herbert's Music Mart. Some of you remember it where it was on on the same building as City Hall. Right connected to City Hall, Ted Herbert's Music Mart was there for many, many years before that. And my parents, my mom remembers it being further up Bridge Street on the corner of Bridge and Elm where the Manchester Place apartments are now. And that's where he started. And actually, it's funny because I actually have a bill of sale from 1959, all written out, handwritten out, no computers back then, of when Ted Herbert bought the business from the previous guy and how he was paying it off. Every week he would give a little bit more money to pay off the balance of the store. You know, in this age of music stores where everything's ordered, Ted's was great because if you were looking for a keyboard or an instrument, you know, I remember I was a flute player back in the day, and I remember being able to go in and they would have dozens of different flutes of different levels and prices and bells and whistles that you could literally take down to the practice rooms down the basement and you could try those instruments. Same thing with keyboards. I bought many, many keyboards there where I could walk in, I could play the keyboard, get the feel of it and all that. And the reason why Ted Herbert's Music Mart worked out so well, and I had heard this once from someone, that everything that was in that store was owned by him. Ted never did a lot on credit. Ted gave credit to teachers and to people like me who are trying to buy instruments. And every week I'd pay a little bit more. But everything in that store was actually bought and paid for. So it was a very successful model. Years later, the store, as you know, got sold to a chain. And the music school was still maintained for several years after that by the Herbert children, Mark and Marlene Herbert. And they owned the school up until 2016 when the Majestic Theater, who was in their building on Elm Street, stepped up to purchase the school from the Herbert family as Mark and Marlene were retiring from working at the school. So and Mark and Marlene obviously had worked at the school since they were kids. So I think that they were happy to kind of pass the torch. And Majestic has run the school for the past 3 years, and we are thrilled. It's been a great experience. It's been a great partnership. The music school for Ted Herbert, some people say, well, that closed. You know, some people think it closed back when the store closed. Not the case. Ted Herbert Music School is still alive and well. 880 Page Street is our new location. We moved back in 2016 when the old Herbert building was sold. And we still maintain 100 plus students a week of music lessons, from everything from piano to saxophone to clarinet to flute to trumpet to drums to guitar to ukulele to violin. And some of our teachers have been with us a very, very long time. So very proud of that. But many don't know about the memory of Ted Herbert. And you can actually go on the tedherbert.com website and read this, these facts that I'm going to give you. But he was a pretty impressive guy. You know, I was very happy to say that I've lived in a time where I could hear Ted Herbert's music and I could hear the legacy himself. And I'll tell you, he was New Hampshire's own Benny Goodman. He was a clarinet player. No musician of that era was anything unless they played with Ted Herbert at some point. And Ted Herbert also played throughout the world. So I'm going to give you a little facts about Ted Herbert. Now, many of you don't know, Herbert was the stage name. The Herberts were actually the Piasny family. So Ted Herbert, Thaddeus Piasny, grew up on Cypress Street in Manchester. Lived there up until his death in 2006. And he lived there, brought up the family there. His kids went to Memorial High School. In fact, his son Thaddeus, went to school with my mother. So they know my family very well. And who would have thought years later, when I was a little 10-year-old kid taking lessons down in the basement. Now, some of you remember the basement, don't you? Remember the basement lessons before they moved everything upstairs? But yeah, the basement studios, the little cubicles, and I used to take lessons down there for flute. My sister took clarinet. We took from Pete Marino. Some of you might know that name. Thad went to school with my mom, so knew them very well. But who would have thought when I was 10 years old that years later, 37 years later, I could be sitting here saying, I own Ted Herbert's now as part of Majestic Theater. So we're very, very happy. We're happy to keep the name going and happy to keep the tradition going. Ted was born of 7 children on December 18, 1915, to Stanislaw Piasny and Carolyn Herbert. Herbert, H-E-R-B-U-T. See where he got that name, Herbert. He attended Hallsville Grammar School in Manchester and night school at Lawrence High School in Massachusetts. His first job was attending to farm chores at the old Hughes Farm on Mammoth Road. Thus began his love for horses. He would go on to jobs in the local shoe shops to help support the family. Now, many of you have relatives that worked in the shoe shops. I remember going to my grandmother's house on Norris Street, which was also my great-grandfather's house, and he had worked for the shoe, and he had all these shoe parts in his basement that he would work on, and he'd give them back to them. Some of you worked in some of the shoe factories in Manchester. Some of you remember Tom McCann. Remember shoe factory, Tom McCann in Manchester. And so McElwain was another, and I'm probably saying that wrong, so correct me if you want, but very active in the factories. At the age of 8, Ted learned to play the violin, his very first instrument, as therapy to heal a broken right arm. At 14, Ted picked up the saxophone and the clarinet and started playing in local bands and dances. In 1935, the Ted Herbert Orchestra was officially formed. The band played for high school and college dances and ballrooms throughout the Northeast and New York State. He traveled with and conducted concerts for such stars as, get this, Rudy Valli, Patti Page, Frankie Lane, The Four Lads, The Four Aces, The Ames Brothers, Tony Bennett, The McGuire Sisters, Jerry Vale, Julius LaRosa, Peter Paul and Mary, Les Paul and Mary Ford, Della Reese, The King Family, and The Supremes. That's like a who's who of music at that time. He was involved with music with all those famous people. Ted resumed his band career, and in 1946, Ted began to play at the famous Hampton Beach Casino for what became 26 consecutive summers as a house band, playing 6 nights a week. His big band's last 10 years were spent as the house band at Davenport Yacht Club in Danvers, Mass. He retired in 1990 after 55 years in the band business, and he brought the band together one more time in 1997 for a concert at the Palace Theater to benefit the Arthur Morabli Memorial Scholarship Fund. For those of you who don't know, Arthur Morabli was the longstanding band and chorus teacher at Memorial High School in the 60s for many, many, many years, 60s through pretty much through his death. And he was there when the Herbert children grew up. My mom had Mr. Morali as a band teacher. I had the pleasure as a kid to meet Mr. Morali, great, great man. And Ted decided to grant, in 1987, Ted decided, we're going to get the band back together. And he got the band back together for a concert in 97 to benefit Arthur's scholarship fund. And I was not at that concert, but I did hear that you couldn't get them off the stage. There was several encores that night, which people just ate that up. And that was the last time the band played together. Ted lived to until May of 2006. He died peacefully with his family by his side, and he died at his home on Cypress Street, which is kind of cool. That he was able to live out his last years at home. Ted was also a veteran. Ted Herbert was drafted into the U.S. Army and stationed in the Pacific Theater, Australia, and New Guinea, serving in the 2nd Brigade Amphibian Engineers under General Douglas MacArthur. Ted participated in 68 combat landings, including the Battle for Leyte Island in the Philippines, where the battle for their liberation began. He was transferred to duty as a musical conductor for many dances and USO shows, accompanying such people as Joe E. Brown, Gary Cooper, and even John Wayne. Ted also had the honor of playing for two of General MacArthur's birthday celebrations in Australia. In December 1945, Ted returned home and married the former Gertrude Wartkohl. They had three children, Thad and twins Marlene and Mark. Marlene and Mark, as I said, were the two children that ran the music school up until 2016. In 1958, he became the owner of the original Music Mart, located at the corner of Bridge and Elm Streets in Manchester. The business, located adjacent to Manchester City Hall, later grew into a large retail operation with at one time 50 music teachers and close to 1,000 students, promoting music education throughout the state. Ted also served on the New Hampshire Commission of the Arts for 8 years. Now, if we look at those numbers and we say, you know, the retail operation, 50 music teachers, 1,000 students. I do remember those days. You know, folks, those were back in the days, too, where Ted Herbert's music school was the only music school in town. You know, we recognize now that there's several music schools in town. I think every music school has its strengths, and every music school has its challenges. Ted Herbert's is no different than that, even 60 years later. I like to think our strength is we try to keep our costs down. When Ted Herbert's became part of the Majestic Theater back in 2016, they became part of the nonprofit model of the Majestic Theater. And as you know, the nonprofit model of Majestic Theater is to simply keep our costs down for our customers. And the school follows that too. We're still very competitive with our lesson rates. And now there's many different things. And I also like to think, but our biggest strength also is our teachers. If you go to our website, you'll see all of our teachers. You'll see their bios. Most of them, there's a couple of teachers that have been part of Ted Herbert's almost as long as I've been alive, and I'm 47 years old, so that should tell you the dedication of these teachers. And I'll tell you, they're not old, washed-up teachers by any means. They're still very, very prominent and good within their music art, and they still gig. They still play out professionally, it's just really, really great to have the honor of having those teachers be part of us. We also have some newer teachers that have joined us, some of which have even joined us since Majestic took over. We're actually in the process right now of hiring a handful of new teachers for the fall. So again, watch our website for September and you'll see some of our new teachers. And we do teach pretty much every band and orchestra instrument, plus guitar, drums, and ukulele, and anything with strings on it. But we also teach acting. So, you know, Majestic has always done that. So if you have a kid or an adult that wants to take acting classes, we also teach public speaking. So there's lots of different things that you can learn. It's not strictly a music school, even though we keep the music school name. We teach, you know, public speaking, acting, you know, physical presence, dance, all kinds of different things. We don't do a lot of dance stuff right now, but we do have a teacher that does some group tap dances, classes and stuff like that. So we're pretty well-rounded in all that stuff. So the best thing to do if you want to get lessons at Ted Herbert's is to strictly go to the website, tedherbert.com. It's very, very easy to remember. And you will see all of our teachers listed there. And you'll see all the things that we teach, too. For instance, our brass teacher, Vinny DiStefano, just finished a summer working on a master's program. He's been gone the last three summers doing that. Vinny's a great guy, younger guy, very dynamic, loves what he does, and he's back teaching our brass. Our drum teacher is Jeffrey Cimitaro. Jeff was actually a student at Ted Herbert's, and he, again, younger guy, very dynamic. Talk about someone who plays professionally. I think he's out playing professionally with his band every single weekend. He has a high retention rate for students. Students love him. He does a great job, and he's what I like to call hip. I don't claim to be hip anymore, but Jeff is definitely hip. Teaching guitar and bass is John Schwinard. You've heard John on this program. John also teaches, is also the director of the New Hampshire Ukuleles. We are going to be having the New Hampshire Ukuleles on this program again very, very soon, so stay tuned for that. And you can also find out information about everything that John does. John is a regular performer at many, many different establishments throughout Manchester, around Manchester, the Seacoast. The Ukuleles have performed everywhere. The Ukuleles just did a big concert in Veterans Park this summer. Couldn't be more proud of them. They're so great. They're a very busy group. A lot of you have seen them. For piano and keyboard, I teach piano and keyboard. I am cutting back in the fall, Sam, but I teach piano, keyboard, and voice. And we also have Catherine Cubbott, who comes to us from abroad, and she taught at the Old Notre Dame College for many years and joined us. She teaches piano as well. Strings, I'll tell you, if you're my age and you did anything with orchestra when you were in high school or middle school, you know the name Richard Beenick. Rick Beenick was the choral person for the city of Manchester for many, many years back in the 80s. Since retired, Rick's one of those teachers, like a lot of our teachers, that teaches 2 days with us, another day on the seacoast, another day somewhere else, another day somewhere else. They're very, very, very busy, and high retention rate of students, and does a great job, very well liked, and good job training people of all ages. And if I haven't told you either, you don't have to be a certain age to take a lesson. Our youngest, the youngest we take for lessons is 8 years old. We have a lot of 8-year-old students. We have a lot of teen students. We have all adult students. Our oldest student is in his late 80s. So, we have a couple of voice students also in their 80s. So know that, you know, you're never too old to pick up an instrument, either as a new instrument, or maybe you played an instrument years ago, or you sang years ago, and you want to just get back into it. You know, it's a perfect way to do it. I have a couple of students that see me for voice lessons every week, and they sing in church choirs. And they come and see me, and what we do is we go through all their church music. I give them pointers on singing. We go through all their church music. That's their singing for the weekend. If they do parts, we go through the parts. I make recordings for them. And it's just a way for them to be a little more comfortable singing in a church choir. So, you know, it can be any musical style. It can be church music. If you're a pop singer and you want to do pop stuff, Candice Getzulis does a lot of great pop stuff. She does Broadway stuff. I do Broadway stuff. You know, any instrument, you know, if you're taking guitar, you can do classic rock. You can do newer stuff. John's excellent about being able to get what the student wants to play and putting it down on paper and helping them, teaching it to them, and allowing them to have a great time playing it. So there's no one musical style. There's no one age you have to be for Ted Herbert. So you can just show up, and we'd love to teach you. Ages 8 through 800 as far as we're concerned. Our woodwind department has three teachers in it. Jim Snarski, again, taught for Manchester School District for many, 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 many years. Jim teaches woodwinds for us. He has a couple students still that have been faithful with him for many, many years. And Jim's been part of Ted Herbert's. He's one of the teachers I told you has been with it almost as long as I've been alive. We also have Tricia Craig. Tricia Craig's our flute teacher. She's phenomenal. She has a master in flute performance, and she's very, very good. She also runs a company called Music Builds Lives, which is a great, great, great thing. So Trish is very much an asset. Her students do very, very well in all of the All-State, All-New England, all those different competitions. And she has a real serious approach to music, but also keeps it fun and relates it to what the kids are working on, either in their band music or in their solo careers. And then newest to us, who joined us about a year ago, Matt Langley teaches saxophone for us. You know, Matt's a perfect example of someone he's from Elliott, Maine. He teaches for us one day, he teaches in Concord one day, he teaches all over, and actually teaches for Ted Herbert's 2 days, I should say. And Matt's a great guy, and he's a perfect example of a teacher that came in to replace Don Goldstone, who had retired, and got a handful of saxophone students from Don Goldstone. But because of his popularity and the word of mouth, Matt's schedule is almost full at this point because of the great work he's doing with his current students. You know, they say, you know, you can do all kinds of advertising everywhere, but I don't care what business you're in, the word of mouth is still the way to get new customers. And Ted Herbert's, even though people know the Ted Herbert brand, they know the Ted Herbert name for the past 60 years, they do know that the quality that comes with that name, and we get a lot of referrals that way. So you're interested in finding out more information, you can go to tedherbert.com. All those teachers' names I told you, you'll see a picture of them, you'll see their bio. If you want to put an inquiry in for more information, you can do that as well. I will tell you all the information you need. Just click on how it works. It tells you the cost of lessons, the frequency of lessons, and all that stuff. Allows you to kind of see what you're getting into. And then when you're ready to book a lesson, if you say, hey, I want to try it out, we can do a trial lesson for you. You can do a trial lesson without having to register. You do a trial lesson. If it works out, you want to continue, you register for the school, and you're part of us. So lots of great music happening in our hallways, and we would love to have you be a part of it. If theater's your thing, as you know, Majestic Theater is New Hampshire's largest producer of community theater. Just go to our website. There's always a theater, whether you're an audience member or an actor or a singer. There's always a place for you. Guys, we got so much going on. It's so hard. It's like I have my papers like all packed, all stacked in front of me right now of all the stuff I've talked about. And as usual, I filled my time. No problem talking about the great stuff that we do and we're very passionate about. So check us out, majestictheater.net or tedherbert.com. Stay tuned to this program because we will be talking about a lot of what's coming up in the future with our season, which we announced to be early of September. Our youth season's already announced. You can find that on our website. And tedherbert.com gives you everything you need to know about learning music and becoming part of a great legacy that Ted Herbert himself has left us. That's my time for today. Remember, music is the voice of the soul, and the world's a stage. We hope that you'll join us soon at Majestic Theater or Ted Herbert. We're very passionate about what we do. We'd love to have you be a part of it. Thanks for listening, and we will see you next time.